When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Bibek Bhattacharya. Last week, we discussed what governments around the world are doing to battle climate change. Sadly, they aren't doing much. And as the United Nations Climate Change Summit last week showed, getting governments to agree on a common course of action seems impossible. The main reason for that is the lack of solidarity. Solidarity. Yes, it's something that we can all do with. It is the duty of the powerful to show solidarity towards the powerless, the duty of the majority to show solidarity towards the minority. Solidarity isn't charity. It is what makes us human. Sadly, just like everywhere else, solidarity between nations too is in short supply, especially that of powerful countries towards weaker ones. Yes, we are looking at you, USA, and you, China, and you, Australia, and you, Canada. India, too, has been playing it cool, waiting and watching what other countries do before taking further steps. The COP25 conference in Madrid was supposed to get down to the nitty-gritties of climate finance, of climate change mitigation, and adaptation. Well, nothing got done. Poorer countries among the small island states and the ones in Latin America who will be facing some of the worst outcomes of the climate crisis pretty soon, they banded together and pushed through a compromise deal, where next year the richer nations will have to show that they've kept their climate promises. And this, at long last, brings us to the subject of this episode. How much have countries honored the vows of cutting greenhouse gas emissions? Remember, everyone made their promises under the Paris Agreement of 2015, which aimed to keep global temperatures to below 2 degrees Celsius by 2100. So here's how countries have performed. These figures come from the Climate Change Performance Index, a report prepared jointly by the Beirut-based Climate Action Network International and the Germany-based New Climate Institute and German Watch. This report was presented at the COP25. The index looks at 4 parameters. These are greenhouse gas emissions, renewable energy, energy use, and climate policy. 58 of the world's highest emitting countries were evaluated, including India. Not one country is doing enough right here, right now. Some have better targets than others, but right now, nada. Zilch. Let's start with the USA, the world's largest emitter of carbon. Under Donald Trump, the US is threatening to leave the Paris Agreement, so its performance can't have been good. And it isn't. The US is at the bottom of the pile, with low ratings on all categories. The report says that this shows that the US has neither a target nor a policy for reducing its massive GHG emissions. It also condemns the US as a destructive player on the international negotiating table. The country is far away from meeting the UNFCCC 2030 target of at least a 40% reduction in GHG emissions globally. Imagine Trump chanting, "Frack, baby, frack." Actually, don't. Keeping the US company are other oil and coal-dominated countries: Saudi Arabia, Australia, Canada, Russia, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey. Shame. At the rank of 30, China brings up the rear of the countries in the medium category. This category also includes the European Union as a whole, along with individual member countries like France, Germany, and Italy. This group also includes Brazil, ruled by the world's most notorious climate denier, Mr. Jair Bolsonaro. China, as the world's second largest emitter, is on track to achieve its 2020 targets, but needs to massively up its game to meet the 2030 target. And so we come to India, which is ranked number 9 in the index. Now, before we get carried away and start celebrating like Virat Kohli has hit a winning six of the final ball, let's slow down a little. We are at the bottom of the high category, which is headed by Sweden, Denmark, Morocco, and the UK. Yes, Morocco. Morocco has a GDP of a little over $118 million. India's GDP is $2.7 trillion. Morocco's doing more than us. India has high 2030 targets, which gives us a high rating. Our per capita emissions are low, which also gives us a high rating. Our targets for renewable energy are also high, which gives us a high rating. We are on track to meet the 2-degree target if, and that's a big if, we do all the things that we've said we'll do. But remember, we are a poor country. Our development path depends heavily on coal. The more we develop with coal, our ranking will slip. Nor do we have a holistic climate policy, and we don't seem interested in getting one. Like everyone else, we have to do way better. Because GHG emissions have risen by 4% since 2015. They were supposed to be falling by now. Let that sink in for a second. That's it from me today. In next week's Climate Change Tracker, the final episode of 2019, we will discuss what we learned from this year in climate change. Tune in next Friday to find out. Follow us online with the hashtag MintClimateTracker and read my weekly column in Mint Lounge, The Climate Change Tracker, to know more. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. I am Vivek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.